Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was on this day in 1867 that Nebraska was admitted as our 37th state.
Wonderful. Lucky 37, yes.
Did you know much about Nebraska? I don't think anything about Nebraska.
My first dog was from Nebraska, from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Well, that's very cute.
And that concludes everything I know about it. This is the complete opposite of Knight Rider.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. So Nebraska is the 16th largest state by land area. Wow. With a population of over 1.9 million. It is the 37th most populous state and the 7th least densely populated.
Wow.
Its capital is Lincoln.
Lincoln.
So that's where your dog was from.
Yeah.
And its most populous city is Omaha. And those are the two cities in Nebraska. That's it.
Those are the two.
So Nebraska was admitted into the United States at the end of the American Civil War. And the Nebraska legislature is unlike any other American legislature.
How so, Sarah?
It is unicameral.
Unicameral,
which
you say.
Means that it has a single house system. And it's also nonpartisan. There are no party affiliations listed on voting ballots.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So indigenous peoples lived in the region of present-day Nebraska for thousands of years before European colonization. European-American settlement was scarce until 1848 and the California Gold Rush. People started going through.
Sure, cutting through.
On May 30th, 1854, U.S. Congress created the Kansas and Nebraska territories. And in the 1860s, under the Homestead Act, thousands of settlers migrated into Nebraska to claim free land granted by the federal government.
Okay.
You can still see evidence of Oregon Trail travelers.
No way.
There in Nebraska.
No way.
The wagon roadbed is still visible at Scott's Bluff National Monument, though the actual ruts were lost to erosion long ago, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And you can still hike about half a mile on the actual trail.
That's pretty crazy.
That would be pretty cool to do.
That would be. After playing the video
after the
game.
I know, right?
The video game on Apple IIe computers back in the day.
That's all I think about. Yeah, the Oregon Trail, yeah.
Let's go.
So the Arbor Day holiday was founded in Nebraska City by J. Sterling Morton.
Oh.
The National Arbor Day Foundation is still headquartered there with some offices also in Lincoln. And the first Arbor Day was celebrated in 1854 with more than a million trees planted in Nebraska alone.
Are there a lot of trees? Are there a lot of trees in Nebraska?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, there are now because of Arbor Day.
Oh, good.
But there didn't
yeah.
used to be. Okay. There's more now.
Reforesting Nebraska.
Yeah. Kool-Aid was created in 1927 by Edward Perkins in the Nebraska city of Hastings, and they celebrate the second weekend of every August with Kool-Aid Days, and Kool-Aid is also the official soft drink of Nebraska.
Is that right? Is it a soft
it's
drink?
Apparently a soft drink.
I didn't know that.
Also, Cliff's Notes were developed by a guy named Clifton Hillgass of Rising City, Nebraska, and he adapted his pamphlets from the Canadian publication Cole's Notes.
So he took his notes from the other notes and
made
his own
Cliff's notes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Clever.
And the vice grip. The vice grip invented in Nebraska, and it was manufactured there until the plant closed and moved to China in late 2008.
Oh, well. Yeah,
but there you go. Nebraska is also home to the world's largest train yard, Union Pacific's Bailey Yard. That's in North Platte, Nebraska, if you're ever in the area.
All right.
The entire facility is large enough to hold 2,155 American football fields, including the end zones.
How many football fields?
Over 2,000. 2,155 football fields.
That's big.
An average of 139 trains and over 14,000 railroad cars pass through Bailey Yard every day.
Oh, my heavens.
So, first known as Old Glory Blowout, Buffalo Bills Wild West show was formed in the little town of North Platte. Again, speaking of North Platte, it's come up a lot today.
A lot of magic there, North Platte.
Buffalo Bill Cody had his home there as well, called Scouts Ranch. That still stands.
Okay.
And Buffalo Bill State Historical Park now encompasses 25 of the original 4,000 acres that Cody owned.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
The state is also home to Archie, the biggest mammoth on display anywhere.
You're
this
kidding.
14-foot fossil was found in 1922 by a rancher in Lincoln County. He turned Archie over to the University of Nebraska State Museum, where he still lives today.
Well, he still lives. You mean he's standing there?
He's standing there. And something else that's standing there in Nebraska is Roy Rogers' faithful horse, Trigger.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so Trigger died of natural causes in 1965.
Okay.
But you can still see him at RFD TV in Omaha.
Oh, the TV station.
It's not
station.
A replica. It's the real, actual trigger.
Stuffed?
The stuffed and mounted horse was displayed at the Roy Rogers and Dale Evans Museum in Branson, Missouri, yeah, until 2010 when it was sold at auction, where he brought in a whopping $266,500.
I can't believe that.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money for Trigger. And RFD TV uses Trigger for promotional events along with Roger's dog, Bullet.
Oh, wow.
So.
Just a different world, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. Right. And some famous Nebraskans.
Oh, please.
Could include you, Fred Astaire, Marlon Brando, Johnny Carson, Gerald Ford, Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte?
And actress Hilary Swank.
All of them from Nebraska.
From Nebraska.
That's some pretty big names right there.
Yes.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Nebraska. What on earth did you pick?
Well, we're going to play a song by one of Nebraskans' native sons. We're going to play a song by Fred Astaire.
Oh.
Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz. Yeah. Fred Astaire. Okay, we'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 with Fred Astaire and Putting on the Ritz. Sarah, do you remind us why did we just play that record?
Well, because Fred Astaire is from Nebraska.
Yes.
And we talked about Nebraska today because it became a state on this day in 1867.
1867. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay. Arbor Day was founded in Nebraska.
Kool-Aid, Cliff's Notes, and Vice Grips all invented in Nebraska.
And Roy Rogers' horse Trigger is on display at a TV station in Nebraska.
Yeah, stuffed, we should say. Stuffed.
Stuffed, yes. Along with his dog.
Not buried in the back. Yeah, along with his dog, too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And quite a collection.
Auctioned that off, and they paid over
$200,000 for it. $266,500.
Boy, TV's got a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah. That one does.
Look at that. Buying stuffed horses. Crazy. Folks want to learn more about Nebraska. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Let's not forget Nick Nolte and Hilary Swank, both from Nebraska as
well. Also, Marlon Brando and Johnny Carson.
And Johnny Carson.
And Gerald Ford.
And Gerald Ford.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the celebrities, all the important ones. You coming back on Monday?
Yes.
Fresh Air Breeze. We should tell people that next week you are going on sabbatical.
Yeah, for a couple days. Just 3 days.
It's
3 days.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you will not be here.
Right. But I will be here Monday and Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday. Okay. Well, we look forward to that.
Short wiki week.
A short wiki week. We'll have to learn a lot in those 2 days, and I know you'll help us do that. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
We got traffic and weather coming up here in just a few minutes, and the weekend weather is looking good, temperature-wise anyway. Super Tramp in a few. We'll do some Journey and more on Legends 102.7. This warm weather, it's getting you thinking about summer. I know it does. But if sciatica pain is a struggle in your life, don't let it hold you back this summer. Now's the time to make an appointment with Dr. Bill Ferris at Modern Chiropractic and get rid of that sciatica pain before the summers arrive.